Good afternoon. You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. A documentary about the people behind one of Columbus's most eclectic art scenes comes to the Gateway Film Center this weekend. Kings, Queens, and In-Betweens follows the people who perform drag in the city. On stage, they don elaborate costumes, create choreographed dances to lip-synced rock songs, and collect dollar bills from adoring fans. Offstage, they grapple with the intersection of performance, gender, sex, and sexuality. Gabrielle Burton is the director of Kings, Queens, and In-Betweens, and she joins me now. Good afternoon, Gabrielle.
Hi.
So tell me, what drew you to this subject? Why profile this scene?
I felt that drag is an excellent way to get into the conversation about the distinctions between biology, sexuality, and gender. Because on stage, people are shaking all this up. They're for whatever reasons, whether it's intentional or not, by presenting gender expression on stage in these different ways, it starts making us as audiences question what we take for granted.
I think a lot of us have a conception of what a drag queen is, a man putting on a theatrical performance, often in clothes that are traditionally feminine. You know, from there, we can understand what a drag king is, a woman doing the inverse. Help us understand the in-between of your title.
Well, in-betweens can mean a lot of different things. And as with actually drag kings and queens as well, I say you ask, you know, a dozen drag performers what drag is or what it means to them, and you'll get a dozen different answers. The diversity within the community, the performance community, is so vast that that's part of what the movie is about as well, is saying it's hard to, in some sense, define what these things are. So there is an in-between space in just saying, if we don't necessarily put hard, fast delineations, which typically are based on a binary scale, then we can allow people to just be human.
There's a great moment in the trailer after you've introduced all these performers and some of the intricacies of these issues where bold text comes up on the screen and it says, "All in Columbus, Ohio."
Mm-hmm.
Really? Mm-hmm. Which just made me laugh. How did our city become the crown jewel of drag in the Midwest, as one of your performers put it?
I don't know how particularly it became that way. I think what's important about it is that it is, and there's a reflection on a larger scale of basically of human diversity, that if this is happening here in the middle of the Midwest, clearly there is a lot more diversity everywhere. And that's not necessarily acknowledged. What is unique about Columbus is that the community here has embraced it, welcomed it, and supported it. And I think that that also is something that you can see in the city itself, that it's a thriving, growing, open city that is doing better probably because it acknowledges the complexity of people in all their many colors.
The question of gender expression is top of mind for a lot of people right now.
Mm-hmm.
President Trump rolling back protections for transgender students in schools. Mm-hmm. There's maybe never been this much national conversation about gender issues. How do you think drag performance contributes to that conversation?
Drag performers have always sort of been pushing the envelope of having people examine these roles and while entertaining and providing a safe space for a lot of marginalized people. I think now this is a hopeful sign that people are talking about it, that they're educating themselves, that they're getting to know a lot more about the variations in human identity out there. And drag's way of putting up on stage a huge rainbow of possibilities for the way people can be allows a space of accepting complexity more, which we need to understand and acknowledge, because it's not going to go away if we're not acknowledging it. It is there. And so we have to start understanding that and applying that in our legislation of equal rights for all people.
Gabrielle Burton, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Kings, Queens, and In-Betweens will be playing tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday at the Gateway Film Center. Burton, along with performers featured in the film, will be doing question and answer sessions following the screenings. You're listening to 89.7 NPR News.